Good afternoon. Today is Friday, June the 20th, 175th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Sherman Shapiro, the mayor of Blue Lake, and Dave Wells, who's kind of like, I guess, junior sidekick. Would that work for you?
That's perfect.
All right. He's also an advisor for the business park in Blue Lake. We'll talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on out there, some of the things that perhaps the guys would like to have go on out there. We'll do it when we come back.
Music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. 1790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dave Wells and Sherm Shapiro. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from William Cullen Bryant, not Jennings Bryant, Cullen Bryant. Difficulty is the nurse of greatness, a harsh nurse who roughly rocks her foster children into strength and I'm not even going to finish that one. That's stupid. Okay, Emerson. We know that guy. It's only six words. We're wiser than we know.
Very good.
Much better quote, huh?
Very good.
Yeah, that other one was
like
starting to teeter on something that I didn't feel comfortable with, like sheer boredom. So for folks that are unaware, guys, what is or where is the Blue Lake Industrial Park?
Well, it's between the heart of town and the river. So it's got the river on one side and the rest of the city's on the other side.
Where'd it come from?
Back in the 70s, the McIntosh Mills shut down, and land was left there, acreage, and eventually it evolved into the industrial park that it is today.
Dave, when we think of industrial parks, often we think of, well, like Sherm said, old mill sites, blighted, hazardous materials, places nobody wants to be, etc. Not that we're referencing Fortuna with this one. But they don't tend to be prime-time property because they're in areas that the residential stuff isn't happening and the commercial stuff isn't happening. Why this one? Why have an industrial park at all in Blue Lake?
Well, I think pretty much every town has an industrial park of some kind somewhere within their city limits. And one of the great things about industrial parks is it brings jobs. It brings people who work in the community, who then go buy lunch or stay for dinner or whatever. So I think every city council is trying to adequately serve the people of their community, and part of that is providing jobs, and that's what industrial parks do.
If I might add, we are also promoting the name Business Park because it's a bit of both. We're trying to get away from the idea that it's just heavy industry. There are some offices out there and smaller type business.
Funny, I would never have thought of industrial not being business. But I get where you're coming. Yeah, it's the coal-fired plant isn't going to be going in. Gotcha. Now, there are challenges, I know, guys, with other business parks in the county and throughout the state, obviously, with some of the state regulatory entities. Now, you're outside the Coastal Commission, well, at least as the Coastal Commission is defining itself today, but you're close to a river. Okay. You still got water, obviously, air, land, da-da-da. How tough would it be to put in an industrial park, a retail park, a business park, take your flavor, today in that same location?
So, most of the industrial parks and business parks that are in Humboldt County right now, for the most part, are part of a leftover lumber mill from somewhere. And the city of Blue Lakes is somewhat similar in that there used to be a lumber mill on the site. So So there would be difficulties putting in something like that anywhere in this day and age, that certainly the issues that arise, you know, grow with every year. So, and that's one of the good parts about having the Blue Lake already established business park, is that it's there, it's ready for business, and
Is it big enough?
Well, we have right now vacant about, I think Dave can correct me, about 11 acres total, right? There's a 4-acre parcel and a 7 acres that has not been really divided. So that's what's left to be developed, I think.
It seems like it's, I don't want to say trendy, but I'm going to use the word trendy. Eureka's talking about trying to do something. Arcata's talking about trying to do another one. Is this kind of the current wave of how you have, and Ryan, I know, ran the campaign on trying to do something similar in McKinleyville too. Is this kind of the way to focus business in communities these days?
I think from the city's perspective, if you have land that's sitting vacant, it's an asset that's not being used. So it's not suitable for residential. I mean, I guess one could put apartments out there, but I'm not sure they want to be located amongst buildings like that, nor is it permitted right now for that type of use. So again, it's making use of an asset that the city has and hopefully getting some revenue out of it one way or the other.
Is there a lot of demand, Dave, for this kind of zoned property in most communities throughout the West Coast?
Well, I wouldn't say there's a lot of demand, but there is demand. I mean, there's always businesses in Humboldt County and everywhere that are growing. There's businesses everywhere that are shrinking. And then there's always new businesses that are coming into town. So there are a lot of people that are moving one direction or the other, which includes new companies coming into Humboldt County.
What's the biggest reason, the strongest argument for somebody to locate in the Blue Lake Business Park?
So I would say the number one reason is the weather. That you've got beautiful, beautiful weather. You've got more days of sunshine than just about anywhere else in Humboldt County. So if my business were located there, if I was doing manufacturing or something like that, that's why I would choose it. But a lot of the people that choose it because it's the last industrial park or last business park on your way to Redding. So if you're trying to catch the I-5 corridor, if you're trying to get access to I-80 or I-5, it's one of the best places to be.
And there is a bit of aesthetics in that if you want to take your lunch break or just take a mental break, you can walk right down to the river, and there's several levee trails that you can take and just be gone or go out to the fish.
I thought you guys would have talked about city administration. KINS News and Information Time, it's 3:19.
Nearly half a century in the news business should count for something. I'm Dave Silverbrand, and that's how long I've been watching the world go by. Now it's time to put it in perspective. Join me each weekday for a look at local news and views and what they mean to you from my perspective. Dave's Take 2 on KWSW 3 times each day during the 8, noon, and 5 o'clock hours. Or read them on our website, kwsw980.com.
Hello, aren't those the best ones? I can't find them. 3, 2, 1. Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dave Wells and Sherm Shapiro. This afternoon, we're spending a little bit of time talking about the Blue Lake Business Park, or Industrial Park, depending on what you may know it as. One of the things that I've seen that would be kind of an attraction is just having the fish hatchery out there. And I don't know, having fish flop around in the water really isn't going to do a lot for any business. But there's almost some kind of acquaintance associated with having something like that there. And it's an intrinsic thing, obviously. But you contrast that to whether it's the Arcata one or Redways or any of the others. Each has their own personality, and somehow the fish hatchery for me is what I had made that connection to. What kind of business, guys, is ideally suited for out there? I mean, a 4-acre doesn't sound like anything most of us have references on, or a 7 as far as development or a warehouse or manufacturing, light manufacturing, any of those types of things. What are you looking for as the best fit into that?
Well, I think Dave can speak this, but I will just say to start that the 4 acres are zoned to heavy industrial or regular industrial, and the other 7 acres are light industrial. I think maybe Dave could speak better to the uses he's seen in other places.
Yeah, and I'd say if you look at who's out there, that it gives a pretty good sense of who the city is looking for. And there's some just fantastic, successful businesses that are out there already. So you've got Mad River Brewery is there, Tommaso's is out there, Fish Brothers is out there, Jacques Chocolates is out there. So there's a lot of food production that's already there.
Now that's the attraction for the next guy to come out there. Is all the foodies are right there. Yeah. Just do a sample every day at lunch and you'll be happy, right?
That's right.
Yep.
What about the... not utility, the cogeneration?
Yeah, the power plant. It's not a cogen, it's just a power plant.
Is there a natural symbiotic relationship with another business type that could be located next to that that would be kind of like the natural fit?
It's been talked, well, there's two ways to look at that. It's been talked over the years that the effluent steam or heat that comes out of there could run a greenhouse or a swimming pool or something to that effect, because it's wasted energy right now that they just have to cool down. And then also there's talking about having, and it may be happening right now, a coordinated business that produces wood chips, makes a wood product, and the scrap goes over there to be burned. So you could get there two ways.
But there's nobody knocking on your doors at this point?
Well, I believe there is
some. To step up?
There is a dowel making or... can't think of the name of the place, but they want to do wood turning next door and actually have scrap.
Oh, so that would be easy. Just kind of back yourself up to the fence and throw it over?
Well, more or less.
I also had a conversation not too long ago with some people who are interested in doing some solar power out there and trying to hook into the grid with the power company itself, so that wherever their power was going, the power from the solar people would go the same place.
Would that be a wise use of that kind of a zoned property? As I would think you could do that pretty darn near anywhere other than maybe ag land.
Right. I don't think so. I would prefer to see jobs come to Blue Lake if possible, and I think something like that is pretty dormant. You set it up and it takes care of itself, maybe what, one maintenance guy once a week or something like that.
Yeah. Unless you really work it really well and get a day and a half out of it.
Right.
Dave, is there a lot of interest in this kind of zoned property in Humboldt County? I mean, are there people trying to grow or relocate businesses into these types of settings?
Yeah, there's pretty good interest right now in industrially zoned, both light and heavy. And for whether it's good or whether it's bad, there's not a lot of available property out there that is zoned light industrial or heavy industrial. So... And what there is tends to be an older lumber mill, like I talked about before, and typically has some environmental issues that go with it. So to find something that we've done phase one and phase two is on this property, and so the property is in good shape environmentally. So to find some property that's really ready to go, utilities are there.
That's what I was going to ask about the utilities and the capacities.
Mm-hmm.
Could you have somebody in there that does take up a lot of energy? I mean, or would they have to do something different? Or if they were using a lot of water, is there enough water, particularly with the other users in the neighborhood? Are there some limitations on that at all? Or is it pretty much anybody who wants it?
Yeah, I think the utilities are in good shape. The limiting factor right now, it would be the sewer system, which we're in the process of working on. And Sherman can probably give more information on that. But the utilities otherwise are all in good shape and are all in the street ready to go.
What isn't there, although I don't think anybody's going to come to want to use it, if you need a really big natural gas supply, they do not have a big enough pipe. Like the power plant at one point was thinking of running on natural gas, and it would take a new line out, I guess, from wherever the mains are to do that. So that capacity is not there.
But I bet you if somebody was big enough and needed that kind of stuff, you guys could figure out some way to get that out there.
I'm not sure. I think the line might have to go a lot farther than you imagine to do that.
Oh, really?
That's my understanding. It's been years since that was looked at.
Well, kind of tells you what the demand is then, huh?
Right.
One or two individuals? Or would you like to see a number of small cottagey boutique-y types?
Well, part of what the city is looking at, I think with the four-acre site, Dave can speak to the fact that it might be one user depending. But with the 7 acres, the city is hoping to sell... If we can get the 4 acres sold, use some of that money to perhaps make an incubator-type building or a co-op-type building and bring in 4 workshops or small businesses.
Kind of like Food Works?
Yeah, or maybe just offices. I don't know. Dave knows demand better than I do, again.
Yeah, and part of what we're trying to do is let the market speak, and so see what ideas people have, and then let them come in. So, for example, the 4-acre site does have an offer pending on it right now, and it looks like it would be one business would go in there and use the entire 4 acres. And with the 11-acre site, if one business came in and they wanted the whole site, I'm pretty sure the city would be accepting of somebody coming in and doing it. But I think in general, we perceive it as the market will probably come back and say that's going to be multiple smaller businesses that are going to come in.
KINS News and Information Time is 3:30.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Sherman Shapiro, mayor of Blue Lake, and Dave Wells, groupie of Blue Lake.
Yes, he hangs out at the pub.
Right? Yeah. Well, you know, there are worse places. Guys, you talked about 299 and the access to Reading, that's really one of the key selling points of the park. I would think it would also have the potential to be a key selling point of Blue Lake. Has that been maximized over the years, or just with the challenges we've had in the area, particularly in the lumber, and then with the tribe doing their buildup, has that just kind of been a secondary issue and really not looked at to really build that robustness?
Well, I guess, Brian, I'm not sure. Are you speaking in terms of residential or commercial, or what are you asking?
Yes. I mean, whether it's okay. You know, people having a second home on the coast, or right. Whether it's folks looking to connect into commercial viability with I-5.
Well, Blue Lake, at least residential wise, is barely an acre, and it's mostly built up. So you know, we couldn't have a lot of new housing coming into Blue Lake. They might do a tear down and build something bigger or something like that. But I think again, there isn't a whole lot of empty lots that way. There is some availability downtown of some storefronts that are right now rentals because we can't find businesses to be in there. But on the whole, I don't know. I think it's more the weather and the fact that now we have some land that's ready to go.
But I'll add to that for a second, which is we just sold a lot about 6 months ago to a gentleman who's going to put his business there. And he's got a summer home in Willow Creek, and he's got his main house is in Arcata. And he's 20 to 25 minutes either way. So whether he's staying at the Willow Creek house during the summertime, he can be at work and, you know, very, very quickly. So
either direction.
Yeah.
Now, is that what you guys are hoping for, is relocation, expansion of local businesses? Or are you looking to bring somebody, let's say, from the Bay Area who might have a smaller vision of what they want and have them come to town?
I think the way we've been promoting it, we had a workshop a few months ago with Humboldt Maid and Redwood Regional Economic Development Commission was there. Del Arte, who's interested in development, was there. And so we were looking for local businesses to take up interest. I don't think we've done a lot of that. In fact, we've done no advertising out of the area.
What had occupied those empty storefronts that you were referencing historically?
Well, you know, historically, I think there was a butcher shop and a little market and things like that. And over the years, as the Arcata became more close by because we have a real highway, you know, the businesses dwindle. Plus, the people are working out of town now, so it's easy to shop in Arcata or Eureka. And so it's hard to sustain much in Blue Lake.
Well, and if you had the mill that was on the site, and then I know Robin Arkley had the mill over in Essex, you know, I would think that job base not being there might have had some influence also.
Well, you're right.
And 299 going around, yes, instead of through Blue Lake.
Right, all that.
You're not suffering from the Oryx syndrome yet?
No.
Okay, no. No expansion of national parks in the neighborhood at this point. What would you guys like to see Blue Lake in, I don't know, 25 years look like?
Well, one of the things I'll do is I'll throw out that Del Arte was a recipient of a grant just a few months ago. And that grant is really designed to help bring artistic endeavors to the city of Blue Lake. So it's for walking paths and sculptures along the walking
paths. The mural like Flatmo does and that kind of stuff?
Murals like Flatmo does and things like that. And so with that grant, I'm sure one of the things that's going to happen is that there will be a significantly more artistic influence upon the city.
Right? Is Del Arte an economic engine?
Oh, yes. They have programs all year round, and like Dave said, they have a grant that will dovetail into the city's goals, I think, as far as bringing those kind of projects in. They're very big.
Obviously, the casino is the thing that most folks will think about, whether Dave and his favorite brewery or a couple of the others are in secondary positions.
I've been to the casino a couple of times.
I kind of would have sensed that, yeah. Are there natural synergies off of that the city can play off of to kind of get that economic independence back, so you can either have your own police department or some of those things that have historically been in place?
I think right now the relationship, for example, they have the hotel, which I think is a boon to the area in Blue Lake because there's nowhere else to really stay. There's one room downtown at the Chimayo Spa, but we do have that. They support our sewer system because they're one of our big users, and so they help fund part of that. Commercially, I think it's good that people might go there to the brewery, for example, which has become a big attraction here in the county to all kinds of people because they have a nice pub room and an outdoor seating area. But on the whole, I'm not sure what other connections might be. They also support the park programs. So there's synergies that way. I don't know about commercially so much.
And I'll throw out that if you look at the residential market in Blue Lake, there's practically no vacancy in any of the apartments or rental units, and houses sell at a premium in Blue Lake. So Blue Lake is definitely perceived as a highly desirable place to live.
Trinidad premiums?
Probably not Trinidad premiums,
but
higher, higher than, we'll say, Eureka or McKinleyville or the general community.
So in a normal supply-demand equation, you're going to have more construction going on.
But there's nowhere to build it.
Hey, you knock down the old one, you put in higher density.
Isn't that
the thing that government's always trying to do is, increase density and, affordable housing and all these various different challenges that you guys have got from the states and the feds. Is that going on to be able to allow for some of this demand to be met?
Well, it's not disallowed. I mean, I think if somebody buys a property and wants, but again, we're not marketing anything like that. But I think what Dave said is right. Blue Lake being so limited, there's not many houses for sale in any given moment anyways. If somebody were looking to move there, it's difficult to find a property.
Makes it an interesting conundrum that you guys are in versus some of the other communities that are having some of the challenges. There are no grow houses in Blue Lake, right?
Well, I think there are.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Just checking in. KINS, News and Information, 342. We'll be back with more from Sherman Shapiro and Dave Wells.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:45. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dave Wells and Sherm Shapiro representing, I guess, would probably be most accurate, Blue Lake. When you think of Blue Lake, you guys have a certain image. When someone in Humboldt County or Del Norte County thinks of Blue Lake, is that image the one that you want them to have?
I think a lot of people don't realize where Blue Lake is because maybe times have changed, and I think they have because of things being out there. But in the old days, people, I think, thought Trinidad was closer than Blue Lake was if they were going to go somewhere. They didn't realize where it was, and I've heard that. And way back when, people told me, you don't want to move to Blue Lake because there's three bars there and a loggers fight in the streets on Friday night, and you don't want to live there. But that
was kind of what Old Town was at one point, too.
Right. But they told me that when I bought my house in 82. It was like, why would you want to live in Blue Lake? So I think things have really evolved with the industrial park picking up, the fact that we do have the Mad River, the brewery out there, the lager bar in place. It's just a destination. And it's more of a community now than I think it used to be, because it's become more heterogeneous with age, you know.
You mean you're not too many kids? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Well, it's tough, I would imagine, for any community to have the highway going through it, like 299 had.
Right.
On the flip side, though, the exposure is so much less as the highway's going past it. Dave, when you look at Blue Lake, or people ask about Blue Lake, what do you tell them?
Yeah, well, I grew up in Humboldt County, and so my early recollections are similar to what Sherman just said, which is, you know, bars and fights and loggers.
Rough and tumble.
Rough and tumble. And definitely when you go out there now, it's a pretty quiet community. And I think the residents and the city council intends to try to keep it quiet. And so when I go out there, it's a wonderful place. You know, some of the things Sherman was talking about, that you can walk down to the river and have your lunch and not have to worry about trucks running through the streets and things like that. And
where did the name Perigo come from?
You know, I should know that. I think it's one of the families way back when, because some of the French actually helped establish the city, and I think it's one of the old families from way back when, and they probably gave the land to develop the park. I'm not sure.
That would at least make sense. Yeah. You could argue that one pretty good and probably baffle me on that one. If somebody hasn't been to Blue Lake in a long time, what would you guys suggest? When, where, how? What would be a good way to get a sense of Blue Lake 2014 versus Blue Lake in 84 when the highway started changing and the mills? If they haven't been there for 20 or 30 years, what would you suggest?
I'll throw out that the Thunder from Down Under just left. So we're a little late to go out there for that purpose.
And then I'll turn it over
to Sherman.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, we do have the Rancheria at our doorstep. So your first impression of the lake, of course, is to see the Rancheria and all the successful businesses that they have there with the hotel and the casino. But again, that is separate from the city. So once you've made it into town, I think I would say walk around downtown and see what is there. See the Lager Bar and Stardo's. It's across the street. Go to the thrift shop. After that, wander over to the industrial park. Maybe have a beer and look at that and go down the river. It's very walkable, and you could do all that in, you know, a few hours.
Is there anywhere in town that you can go legally over 30 miles an hour?
That doesn't stop them. The answer is probably not legally within the city limits.
My sense is that it's a large neighborhood rather than you think of a city, right, and I think of different things. I mean, even City Hall kind of looks like a house.
Right.
I mean, really reserved.
No, and I think you're right. A lot of people bring their children. They walk or bike over to the park to play in the playground and use the facilities there. And it does have that image. Kids walk to the school because it isn't vast. The farthest point is, you know, it's about not even a mile long.
And what are City Hall's hours? Just in case somebody wants to do a formal look in and they can't remember Dave's name.
Go ahead and embarrass me, Brian, but I think it's 9 to noon and 1 to 4 every day, you know, weekday.
There we go. We'll figure it out. And I bet you there's even an active website.
Right. And if I could add one other thing, if they want to come to a city council meeting, they are 7 o'clock on the 2nd and 4th Tuesdays every month. No one ever shows up, or very few, so we'd be glad to see a few faces out in the audience.
Bring a folding chair or a bar stool if you want.
Right.
Thanks for coming by, guys. We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Dave Wells and Sherman Shapiro. Join us Monday afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug somebody else. See you on Monday.